Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, we were speaking about the mercy of God, and today, in a certain sense, that theme continues. I want to read again a portion of what I read to you yesterday from St. Faustina's diary, where she and the Lord spoke together many times. If you've never read the diary of St. Faustina, please do. Please do. Because at the heart of our Christian life, at the heart of our discipleship, has to be a willingness to love, to forgive, to be generous, to be kind, to be other-focused, to reach out, to meet the needs of others, not to walk by someone who is suffering, even if all you can give is a word of comfort and a prayer. That's important. And God receives it. God doesn't look at the size of the gift. He looks at your willingness to put yourself aside and to reach out to another. Your forgiveness of others when they offend you. There are so many ways in which we can receive the mercy of God and then be bearers of the mercy of God. This is what Jesus said to St. Faustina in the diary. It's recorded in the diary. Be watchful that you lose no opportunity that my providence offers you for sanctification, that is, for growing in holiness. If you do not succeed in taking advantage of an opportunity, do not lose your peace. Just humble yourself profoundly before me and with great trust, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. When we miss opportunities, when we're too selfish, when we don't reach out to somebody in need, we do what the travelers did on the road. They walked by the man who had been beaten. They ignored him. Only the Good Samaritan in yesterday's gospel stopped. If you find yourself in that spot that you ignored or you stepped around or you avoided someone who was in need, then what Jesus says, if you do not succeed in taking advantage of an opportunity, do not lose your peace. Humble yourself profoundly before me and with great trust, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. In this way, you gain more than you have lost, because more favor is granted to a humble soul than the soul itself asks for. I will give more mercy to the one who humbles himself or herself, who says, Lord, I've sinned. Lord, I missed that opportunity. Lord, I was selfish. Lord, I was just angry and so caught up in myself that I didn't see the need of another. When you say those things to the Lord and say, please forgive me, he tells us, I will be more lavish with you. That's the beauty of the mercy of God. But again, what Jesus says is, humble yourself profoundly before me, and with great trust, immerse yourself completely in my mercy. When you've missed an opportunity, don't lose your peace. Humble yourself. That is, Lord, I've sinned. Lord, I've made mistakes. Lord, I'm sorry. And when we do that, the mercy of God will flood us. This is another thing that the Lord said to St. Faustina. There are souls living in the world who love me dearly. I dwell in their hearts with delight, but they are few. They are a defense for the world before the justice of the Heavenly Father and a means of obtaining mercy for the world. The love and sacrifice of these souls sustains the world in existence. Are you one of those souls who seek to please the Lord, who seek to do his will, who seek to extend his mercy in thought, word, and deed? If you are, Jesus says, the love and sacrifice of these souls sustains the world in existence. You see, the hidden things, the hidden acts of love and generosity and courage and kindness. Those that are hidden, they're not hidden from God. And he's saying that's what sustains the world. Don't ever don't ever look down upon a small act and say, oh, that's nothing. It's the motive for which you do it. It's the heart of love and generosity by which you act. That's where the blessing is for you. That's where, in a certain sense, the merit is. It's in your attitude, in your motive. Do you love? Do you extend mercy? Do you reach out? The first reading is from the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Remember the first time, what we read yesterday, and he disobeyed, got himself in trouble. The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, set out for the great city of Nineveh, and announced to it the message that I will tell you. So Jonah made ready and went to Nineveh according to the Lord's bidding. Now Nineveh was an enormously large city. It took 3 days to go through it. Jonah began his journey through the city and had gone but a single day's walk, announcing, 40 days more and Nineveh shall be destroyed. He figured they'd stone him. When the people of Nineveh believed God, they proclaimed a fast. All of them, great and small, put on sackcloth. Have we sinned? Have we fallen short of the glory of God? Yes. Repent. When the news reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, laid aside his robe, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the ashes. And then he had this proclaimed throughout Nineveh by decree of the king and his nobles. Neither man nor beast, neither cattle nor sheep shall taste anything. They shall not eat, nor shall they drink water. Man and beast shall be covered with sackcloth and call loudly to God. Every man shall turn from his evil way and from the violence he has in hand. Who knows? God may relent and forgive and withhold his blazing wrath so that we shall not perish. And when God saw by their actions how they turned from their evil way, he repented of the evil that he had threatened to do to them. He did not carry it out. Brothers and sisters, that's where we are. There's a lot of sin in our lives, in the church, in our state, in our nation, where we need to repent. If we repent wholeheartedly, who knows what goodness God will bestow upon us, kindness, mercy. Pay attention. This is not just for the time of Jonah. This is for now. Look at the lesson that Jonah learned. Pay attention. Psalm 130, if you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who could stand? You know, if God made a tally of everything we had done wrong and then had us repent for every single thing, we wouldn't be able to stand. We wouldn't be able to live. We'd be destroyed. Our own sin would destroy us. But let Israel wait for the Lord, for with the Lord is kindness. With him is plenteous redemption. He will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. Brothers and sisters, he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. How did he do that? By the death of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. A price was paid for you, brothers and sisters, that you might know the mercy of God. And the price was the human life of the Son of God. Think about that. Don't take lightly how you have offended God. Don't go around mired in guilt either. Just repent. Go to confession if it's matter for confession. Just repent. Say you're sorry. Start over. And you will know the lavish mercy of God. You'll see how it works out in your life, day by day and month by month and year by year. If you give mercy, God will bestow great mercy upon you. If you repent of your sin, God will forgive and have mercy. Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me. Can you imagine? I'm sure that happened. Martha must be very frustrated. She's serving. She's working really hard. She's making meals. She's entertaining. She's making sure the house is in order. She's worn out. And there sits her sister at Jesus' feet, listening to him. And she says, tell her to help me. Such a human situation, isn't it? And the Lord said to her in reply, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. Now, there's a way you can apply, there's a number of ways you can apply this to your life. But essentially what Jesus is saying to Martha is, you're so caught up in the concerns of this world that you don't have time for me. You're doing for me, and I love you for that. But what I want more is that you listen to me, that you learn from me, that you can follow me more closely. Martha's busy about many things. She has a very large heart. She serves Christ in the way that she's accustomed to serving others. And that's a beautiful thing. But Jesus is saying, I bless you for this. Thank you for all you do for me. But oh, how much more do I want you to sit at my feet and learn from me. It doesn't mean it's one or the other. It just means put sitting at his feet and listening to his voice first. First every day. Take time to be with him. Take time to listen to him. Brothers and sisters, God has so much that he desires to give us. There is so much that he wants to give us. And we can so easily miss it because we're so busy about things that perhaps need to be reprioritized. If it's a child that's sick or a spouse that's ill or a very good friend or someone that you're caring for and there's great need, God understands that. You go right ahead and do what you're supposed to be doing and ask him to walk with you and accompany you. But that can't be the situation every day, all the time. You need to carve out time where God has your full and undivided attention. Sometime every day. If you want to know the mercy of God, if you want to experience the mercy of God, if you want to know his love, if you want to be used by him to work through you for the salvation of others, and what greater thing could we do on the face of this earth? If you want that, then you need time with him. Start out at least 15 minutes a day. Start out with that, 15 minutes a day, reading the scripture, talking to him, giving him your day, asking for his help. And I guarantee you, you won't stay at 15 minutes very long. May God abundantly bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.